Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Odds On podcast. My name is Davey Riley, and as always, I'm joined by Ryan Cullen.
Yes, I'm still here.
And again, you're making excuses for Stanley.
He's still in Australia. He could be out in the outback. He could be wolf creaking it right now, and I wouldn't have no idea.
Yeah.
We've got Enya here playing live with us. It seems to be. There's some sort of ambient music
recording here in Enya's castle.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing this live from the Lighthouse Cinema in Smithfield, so... that's what you can hear, all the music in the background.
Is movies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking great.
So, last week was as dull a weekend of football as we expected.
I was away in a stag party, and I literally didn't even look at the results till afterwards, which is very rare with me. Usually I'm sitting flicking through flash scores even, if I can't even see them. But poor stuff all around. Nothing great, nothing fancy.
League Cup final was good fun.
Oh, I did enjoy the League Cup final now. That was good, yeah.
That was just a good game.
Yeah, it was good.
United's defence were dog shit.
Yeah. Got lucky we didn't lost
United's
goal.
United's midfield was good.
Even
Southampton were just really fucking pressing.
They were like crap, and then all of a sudden they just went, like, they just kept pressing and pressing. I was like, how are they haven't scored one? Then they got them one, and then they got second.
It was a very unlucky goal to have rule off.
I know, that was a terrible decision, but whatever. Then, of course, Big Ibra.
That free kick.
Big Ibra with a header. Ah, yeah, the free kick as well. So, here we are. I love Ibra. How many is that now? 25?
Mm-hmm.
How many has he got in the league? We still haven't won our bet.
17.
And Rooney's
He's got 15 in the league. Sorry, Rooney's got 2.
So, 17. We need 3 goals by the end of the season between the two of them to beat Stanley's
And Rooney's
bet.
Staying around till the summer, at least.
Yeah, Rooney's staying around till the summer. Well, I don't think that's going to impact Man United in
any way. He's going to score one more goal before the end of the summer.
Yeah, before he cancels it. He's going to beat Bobby Charlton's record by a goal and retire.
That'd be hilarious. Doesn't even go to China, just quits. Football.
Just quits, yeah.
Leicester at Liverpool.
Yeah, I watched that game. Because it was very bad for Liverpool. I mean, like, they were static the whole game. I mean, they just stood still. They didn't even jump for headers. I know Leicester played well, and it was kind of a real rub in Ranieri's face, but also... they were poor. Liverpool were awful. They had nothing about them. They had no striker to aim it up to. You know what
Weird
I used
that.
To say?
It's something that you've been saying for a while. Firmino hasn't scored. I think he's got 2 assists in the past 19 games.
Roberto Firmino is a great player, but he's not a striker. He's playing right up front. He's a left attacking whatever.
It's like Klopp is playing FIFA Ultimate Team, and his striker options are all like League 2. He's like, I'll just play my central attacking midfielder up front and just hope
a couple of red lines between them.
That's it. Oh, nothing but red lines. Just hoping that there's a
the
pace will be enough.
Yeah, but so like basically, you know, they gotta get their shit together. They really have had a really bad 2017, especially considering they set themselves such a high bar and Chelsea's only contender for a good while, and now they've just flan in the cupboard stuff.
And Klopp has conceded as many goals as Brendan Rodgers has after the same amount of games.
Oh, there you go.
For what all those stats mean, like whatever.
Yeah.
It just shows Liverpool still haven't got good defenders.
No, they don't. At the end of the day, they have Clavin and Lucas, who isn't a centre-back.
Yeah.
And Milner. They've actually started these last few games with Milner in left-back and Lucas in centre-back, which are basically 2 non-natural defenders. And you're always going to get caught out with that. There's just no way you cannot be caught out with that.
Pace and athleticism are one thing, but then there's actual positional intelligence.
Yeah, and I'm not saying even either of them have actually done a bad job. They've actually done better than you'd think. But
it's the sign that they have to play 2 players out of position.
Yeah, exactly.
So poor are their other options.
Yeah, and so Arsenal and United and Southampton and who else didn't play?
City.
Man City did play. Did they?
No, they're playing Huddersfield tonight, aren't they?
They beat Huddersfield last night. They won.
3 Huddersfield?
Yeah, which is 5-1. 5-1.
Klopp's best mate, David Wagner.
Yeah, Huddersfield went 1-0 up, but then it all went back down. We all went downhill there. But like the big games this weekend, I suppose it would be the most interesting is Arsenal-Liverpool this weekend. Considering how Arsenal have such a big long rest, you know what they're going to be like. And Liverpool's recent bad form.
I know, let's talk of Wenger going, because Luis Enrique announced he's not going to be Barca manager next season.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think, do you know what? I don't even know if Barcelona would take him, would they? They would. They would, actually. And I think about they would, but I don't know if that'll happen. I just don't see it happening.
He'd win the league with them.
Oh, definitely.
Because they know how to win.
Yeah.
And they're actual good players rather than who have we got to throw on? Gabriel Paulista signed, yeah.
He's got a worse defence at Barcelona, definitely.
Yeah, it's true, actually.
But
he'd bring Bellerin with him.
Yeah, but he'll, yeah, exactly. they've actually got great players, obviously, in the Barca centre. But they've just, yeah, he's actually, not that he's made a mess of it, but he's made two different teams. It's like Barcelona team and then the front three. So it's like, get it to the front three and see if they can score.
Let them just play wherever they want.
And then it's like the other seven. So it's like two separate teams. It's very strange. It's not really working out for him. It is kind of working out for him, but it also isn't. I mean, like Real Madrid got lucky at the weekend. Gareth Bale got sent off, and then they were 3-1 down to Las Palmas, and they came back and got two late goals by Ronaldo, of course. But
it's kind of Arsenal. Yeah, Arsenal's defense is just so poor that if their forward three aren't on, you can't be like, oh, they're going to grind out a 1-0. Like, it's not like old Arsenal. Like, with the very least, they'll keep a clean sheet and get a draw.
Yeah. Like, so I don't know. It's going to be an interesting summer for Arsenal. Because it could literally be Wenger, Sanchez, and Ozil out.
Yeah.
Like, that's the three big ones in the club, like, you know.
Bellerin, your one consistent defender.
Yeah. He is. He's, I would still go Koscielny.
Oh, yeah.
But Bellerin is, Bellerin had a few couple of bad games there, but yeah, I still think, like, it'd be madness not to hold on to him, you know. I just don't know. The problem with it is I just don't know who. There's talk of Massimo Allegri coming to Arsenal, if not Simone, you know.
Yeah.
And if Massimo Allegri came, you'd think Higuain would come, because Higuain wanted out of Serie A, went to Juventus for a year, and really wanted to go to the Premiership. That would be unbelievable. I'd love Higuain at Arsenal.
If he's
a bit old, like, he'd only last a year or two max. But
if he won the league now at Juve and was like, "I'm out. I got my Serie A. That's all I wanted."
Yeah. Because like. Even I don't think he really even wanted Juventus that much. You know when you come from second in the league to first, you're like, oh.
He just wants, yeah, like sort of Van Persie. Van Persie's like, look, I want a medal.
Yeah, and enough. Then I'm out.
Yeah.
And where's Robin now? Dying in Turkey somewhere?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Robin. Blind.
He's doing all right, I think.
He was nearly supposed to be blind then for a while, remember? Someone stood in his eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's all right. They said he was blind, and the next day it was Lad Bible. Oh, no, he's grand. But, I don't know. Who do you think's going to win then, Arsenal-Liverpool?
Arsenal. I think Liverpool are just bottling it to a beautiful degree.
They are bottling it, but I just think they always, like, come up again. And Klopp's always got them fighting. Like, he'll get them fighting for the Arsenal match. I think it'll be a good game.
It'll be a good game. I just see Arsenal.
Or a draw. Hopefully Arsenal win. I don't know what Arsenal's going to be like after a big break like that. They're always poor morale, and then had a long break. I presume they'll be all right, like, but
they're out of the Champions League, right?
Huh?
They're out of the Champions League?
No, it's not. There's a second leg.
Second leg hasn't been played, has it?
Yes, we are. We're 5-1 down to Bayern Munich.
You're out of the yeah.
So basically, yes, we are out.
Liverpool are in no competitions anymore. Just the Premier League. They're out of it.
Yeah, they're not. Are they in the FA Cup? Are they out of that?
No, they're out.
Oh, like, you know. They are getting somewhere in France. Like, they are getting a bit better, but, like, God, they kind of fell away very quickly. You know, it's like wet tissue paper.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I think the players are like, oh, we fucked it. Have an eye on the summer holidays. Like,
yeah.
That's sort of,
we're not going to catch it. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Maybe they'll start playing football for Lent. Like,
40 days. We've got 40 days to get this back in the show. I don't know what other games are on this weekend.
Because we're like two stories below ground level, surrounded by a bunch of soundproof walls.
Yeah.
Find it real hard to get a consistent internet connection.
Yeah, I know. We've got the great thing about this all is that Andrew Stanley isn't here, which usually means that we choose what bet. And we're trying to think of, because it is me versus Stanley this weekend. It's Arsenal Liverpool. Yeah. I think it's at Anfield, which does make a big difference. I'd have all the money on Arsenal if it was at Emirates, but it's at Anfield. All our games this weekend is, we've got Everton Tottenham. That'll be a tight one.
That'll be a good game.
Yeah, that should be a good one. I mean, Tottenham's defence all of a sudden isn't what it used to be. Not what it was at the start. Harry Kane, though, really pulled it out of the bag there. Was that a first half hat trick?
Yeah. Oh, like if Kane gets injured.
That was one of the worst goals I've ever seen in the world.
Pochettino clearly has no faith in Janssen.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Like, in that, was the FA Cup the other day where...
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Kane has a hat trick, takes him off, and then puts on, like, Son instead. Like, won't even give a striker a morale-boosting...
yeah. Give him 20 minutes there, right?
Exactly, yeah.
They're like, fuck that.
We've got United Bournemouth, the early kickoff on Saturday. United at home.
Yeah.
United will have that. That's...
Should be, yeah, definitely.
Bournemouth away are not a strong team.
No, they're leaking goals. They leak way too many goals. United will score 2 or 3. Bournemouth will probably score as well.
Zlatan could get to 20 now in that game.
Oh, let's go.
It'll help, definitely help him get towards it.
Yeah.
Just want to shout, Zlatan's defending in the League Cup. Unbelievable. Like, it was a real...
Oh, going back, centre back, yeah.
Roy Keane against Juve, like, lads. If yous aren't going to fucking do it, I'm gonna have to do this myself. West Brom Crystal Palace will be a boring game.
West Brom Crystal Palace. Oh my God, Tony Pulis versus Tony Pulis is
one. Like, yeah,
no, he didn't actually play for them, but whatever. Yeah, that'll be it.
West Brom at home though.
You fancy them, but I'd fancy West Brom.
They're seventh. West Brom are seventh.
Yeah,
seventh or eighth. Yeah,
you'd fancy West Brom though.
Yeah, good defense and are getting goals from places. So Swansea Burnley is an important game.
Swansea Burnley is a massive one. Burnley. They won't concede, but Swansea need to win that.
Burnley are away. They're terrible away.
Yeah.
Swansea at home.
Swansea, yeah.
Swansea are playing nice football. That goal against Chelsea. They gave Chelsea a load of trouble, so...
Yeah.
They should be okay.
Anything is possible.
Watford, Southampton.
Hard to know. Watford's one of those real gamble teams. They'll either turn up or just...
Oh. Shit the bed
a disaster thing. Like, I presume Southampton will be high in confidence and they're starting to play well and Gabby Adini is real.
Yeah, they're away though.
Yeah.
Your man Niang for Watford doing well. And Watford's league form has been all over the place.
Oh, 1-1. Both teams to score would be a good one. That's
interesting one. Leicester v Hull. Leicester are going to be on that bounce.
That's a relegation scrap there.
Yeah.
Whoever loses that is an...
Playing good football or out of the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Leicester, I want to go down. Oh, I really want them to go down. See Jamie Vardy's rat face down in the championship.
Should have went to Arsenal, Jamie.
Yeah.
You should have went to Arsenal.
Good
luck there down in the relegation zone.
Stoke Middlesbrough, again, that's going to be a boring
game.
Stoke
Middlesbrough, wow. Stoke are playing some like real attacking football and I still in my head won't get out of the defending Stoker, the defensive team, but they aren't. They're actually fairly attacking. But nah, I can't. Like, just too many clowns on the team. You know, just there's days they start with Charlie Adam and Glenn Whelan in the centre, and you're like, well, there's yellow cards. That's all we'll gain from this game.
Yeah. Or like, you're like, oh, Arnautovic. You used to play with Inter Milan.
Yeah.
Shaqiri. You were with Bayern and Inter.
Yeah.
How are you not being class all the time? Bojan's in like Hamburg on loan now or something.
Yeah. Barcelona.
Liverpool, Arsenal, half
Peter
five.
Peter Crouch is back in the team.
Banging them in.
How did that happen? I love Peter.
Sunderland at home to Man City then on Sunday.
Oh, that should be a
whitewash.
You're
going to walk through them.
You should walk through that.
And then Monday night's game is West Ham-Chelsea. Tasty enough game.
In London? Is it?
Yeah.
It's in West Ham's?
It's in, the London Stadium.
Oh, well, that'll be a good game.
That'll be
a good game. I presume Chelsea should win it, but it won't be a...
Victor Moses is going to be the most frustrating player. Like, why were you fucking not doing this last year with us?
Yeah, exactly. Why were you?
So, actually some good games. Spurs, Everton, Liverpool, Arsenal, Leicester, Hull, important game. United, Bournemouth. Like, Bournemouth play nice football. They just concede tank.
Yeah.
Concede like a tank? That's not a thing.
They concede.
Tank with a hole in it, and it's a fish tank, so the water's gone out of it.
By the way, tanks always concede in war. What, Divi?
The weakest form of fighting.
Yeah.
Thank you to Rob from Sentinel Audio for providing us with the fixtures.
Yeah.
Superior phone to mine.
Yeah, I have a screenshot in my thing about the bets I made, and it looks like I have full coverage. So I go to mess around and go, it's a picture. it's a very sad state of affairs. Now, we don't know what to do for Andrew Stanley's bet.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Francis Coquelin anytime, because I think he scored one goal for Arsenal.
So there's a, you know, so it's not like he's a goalie.
Yeah, that's fair. Fair is fair. He lingers about 30 yards out when the corner's coming. He might decide.
Didn't Paul Scholes do that and made a career out of it?
I don't think Coughlin's ever shot in his life. So I don't know. Maybe that. I'm trying to think of other ones. Kyle Jenkinson double.
Who's he with at the moment?
He's with Arsenal. I'm pretty sure he's with Arsenal. They didn't take him back. West Ham, they wanted him back. I think he's on Arsenal's reserves.
Oh, he was like his wages, wasn't it? Some.
I can't remember. I'm pretty sure he is. I'm not even
100%. Yeah, but that's why the loan thing, he was like, I want 70 grand. Like, you're Carl Jenkinson.
Yeah, yeah. Relax, Carl.
Yeah. Now, I have a slight hiccup here as to, I can't get on any bets.
Okay. Have you got any bets ready?
Have you got odds?
No.
Right. Well, you know what? Here's my bet. I'm going to go accumulator.
Okay.
United to win.
Okay, they're not. They're like
Bournemouth. They're home of Bournemouth, right?
They're, but United are not much. They're 1.2 or
Hull to win.
Okay.
Swansea to win.
And Swansea to beat
Burnley.
That would be about 10-1. Because United are 1.2, I'd say, and Hull are about. Who are Hull playing? Sorry, Leicester, but they're away. I think they're 5.0. And what was the last one? Swansea to beat who?
Burnley.
And Swans are at home. 2. I'd maybe a bit more. Maybe 13.
I'm going to put. So.
We'll figure it out here.
Yeah. I'm going to whack 5 on that.
Oh, so you're putting 5.
And then I'm going to put 5 on there being over 3.5 goals in Sunderland, Man City.
Yeah.
And Spurs, Everton.
Spurs, Everton. 4 goals.
Yeah.
So 3-2. Sunderland, Man City, definitely. I could say 4-0 or 3-1 or whatever. Okay. So over 3.5 in Sunderland. I could see, but they're both good. They're both good.
Those are my bets.
They're not as good as Francis Coughlin anytime.
What have you got?
Well, I'm putting all 10 euro on a treble. Just a treble win.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Arsenal to beat Liverpool. Which is 3-1 for some reason. Everton to beat Tottenham. And Southampton to beat Watford. So Southampton to beat Watford. They're all away. Everton to beat Spurs. And Arsenal to beat Tottenham. And that works at 46-1. 10 euro. 460 euro.
For just those 3?
Yeah. Because Arsenal are 3.5 to beat Liverpool. Everton are 5.8 to beat Tottenham. And Southampton are 2.2 to beat Watford. 44.66. So 446.60 back. That's a decent one now for the results. That's Arsenal to beat Liverpool. They're all away. So one of them's going to draw and annoy me. But I think I'll definitely get 2 of them. And then I'll just cash out and not tell any of you halfway through. Oh, God, lost all that money. Damn, all that sweet dough.
You're wiping your tears with 50s.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, like, that's decent. 3.5 for Arsenal to beat Liverpool isn't bad. Like, 3-1 for Arsenal to beat Liverpool. I know it's at Anfield, but, like, just on form. Everton's over 5-1 to beat Tottenham.
Tom Davis's Sox are going to win that game.
Yeah. Tottenham are going to put on Harry Winks, they'll win. I don't know what. Do you ever notice that? First sub every time. 60th
Harry Winks.
Harry Winks comes on, does nothing. I don't know what's the point.
He's a poor man's Tom Davis.
Yeah, Tom Davis. Tom Davis is a real old fashioned. I don't know where Everton keeps bringing out these.
Love him. Love him so much.
Bringing out these Leighton Baines, Tom Davis characters. Yeah. All mods. He's not a mod. I don't know why I said that.
He tucks the socks into his shin pads. Aww. Love it. I love it so much because it makes his legs look comically large.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there he's.
Old school.
Proper old school. One of those guys like that still cycles to school in his dad's old bike. I don't know. What am I talking about?
Has a shandy at the halftime. That's where he gets his vitamin C from.
God. So he carries Brick Shandy quick. I can imagine Tom doing that. And a wee vitamin C tablet. Chewable.
Get a drag on that. Just quick.
Wee drag.
Quick puff on the Cape Man's cigarette and he's good.
I can imagine Ronald Koeman at night. Sitting smoking at his library. He bet he's got a library in his house.
Yeah.
And he's sitting going, I don't know what he's writing. He's just writing.
He's got loads of red strings on the wall, all pointing to Tom Davis.
Yeah.
Key. So that's that's the bets.
That's the bets, basically. The last thing we have to really cover is the fantasy.
Rob's still ahead of me.
The fantasy football team. I have no idea. I am second place. Roland Godfrey is still ahead. Roland Godfrey, he's an enigma. I don't know what his name is. I can't get over his name, sorry.
Yeah.
It just sounds like some sort of weird
I can't
monarch.
Wait till the end of the season when I pull off this mask and reveal that I was Roland Godfrey the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. Roland Godfrey is the type of name, though, you'd see in a museum and wouldn't blink an eye. But, you know.
But, like, next to a bunch of pygmies, he's got in chains.
Yeah, exactly. Pygmies. Oh, Roland. Yeah, so second place. Andrew is lost in the middle, which is even worse because there's just nothing to talk about.
Nothing to play for.
Yeah, he's Watfording it.
Yeah.
And then Rob is still beating Davey. So, yeah, he's flicking the finger. It wasn't the bird, but it was a you watch yourself,
finger
Davey.
Gun, yeah.
You fingered him?
Finger gun.
It's like Rob is now. That'd be a horrific noise to hear in the podcast. Anyway, and the music is starting up, and there's
Radiohead's kicking off,
and there's a barista kind of staring at us, going, like, "Why is there three guys sitting in the corner of the room with microphones?" And he's probably like, "The microphones are meant to make the voice louder."
Yeah, is that Radiohead in the corner? Is that them singing?
It is.
Yeah,
the Radioheads. I can't remember who called them that. Have you used to find that funny? Rob Brydon.
Great.
I don't know how we start end the fucking podcast on a Rob Brydon quote. But there we are.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
It's better than leaving it on a mistaken finger incident.
The wrong finger, sorry. So that's the end of the podcast. I suppose we're going to have to send in the bets and send in the tips. We'll be back around now because we're quite busy there. And And Stanley is hopefully still alive. Actually, I say hopefully, but whatever.
Yeah. People would be like, "No, I say hopefully. I know he is." You're like, "Oh, I say hopefully."
Yeah.
I don't mean it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's all right.
So
I'm sure he'll come back with stories.
And a suitcase full of antibiotics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You've listened to the Odds On podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Odds On Pod. Yeah. You can get me at Davey Riley, and Ryan is at
The 1975.
Perfect. Thank you, as always, to Rob O'Sullivan from Sentinel Audio at Sentinel Audio for producing up a storm. We'll chat to you next week.
This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.